message.
Let's talk about Fear and Anxiety. That dynamic duo that nobody invited to the party, but who somehow always shows up, eating all the snacks and ruining the vibe. Fear is the loud one that's yelling,
"Danger! Run!"
even when the danger is just a spider in the bathtub. And Anxiety? Anxiety is the quiet one in the corner whispering,
"What if that spider has friends?"
Fear and Anxiety get a bad rap, but they're not all bad. I mean, they're the reason our ancestors didn't pet saber-toothed tigers. They kept us alive. The problem is, in modern life, they're still overreacting. Fear will convince you that a typo in an email is going to ruin your career, and Anxiety will keep you awake at 2 a.m. wondering if you left the oven on, even though you didn't use the oven. So how do we overcome them? First, let's get real. You cannot eliminate fear and anxiety completely, so forget about that. They're like distant relatives. They're always going to be around, but you can manage how much of your life they take over. Step one, call them out. Fear and anxiety thrive in the shadows. The more that we ignore them, the louder they get. So call them out. Literally say,
"Oh, hey fear,
I see you."
Anxiety hates being noticed. It's like,
"Wait, are you talking about me? That's so rude."
Once you name it, you take away some of its power. Step two, get curious. Instead of running from fear, ask it questions.
What is the worst thing that could happen? Is this really a life or death situation, or am I just freaking out because Sharon didn't reply to my text?
Spoiler, it's usually the latter. Step three,
breathe.
I know. Telling someone to just breathe feels cliche. You've heard me say it before, but here's the thing. It works. Deep breaths trick our brains into thinking, "Oh, we're safe. No tigers here." Fear loves chaos, and nothing messes with chaos like a slow, calming breath. Step four, laugh. Now, this might be my favorite. Fear and anxiety hate being laughed at, so when they start freaking out, imagine them as cartoon characters. Picture fear as a tiny chihuahua barking at a mailman. Picture anxiety as a squirrel that's misplaced its nut. Suddenly, they're not so intimidating. Step five, take one tiny step. Now, fear wants you to freeze. Anxiety wants you to overthink. So the best way to beat them? Action, but not big dramatic action. Take a tiny step. Scared of public speaking? Practice your speech in front of your dog. Anxious about starting a project? Open a blank document and write one sentence or two. Fear hates forward movement, no matter how small. And here's the thing, fear and anxiety, they're never fully gonna go away, but they don't have to control us. They're like backseat drivers. Sure, they're gonna yell directions, but you are the one holding the wheel. So the next time that fear and anxiety show up uninvited, remind them who's boss. You've got this. And hey, if all else fails, just laugh.
They hate that.